or flee, to fight or flee. I ask myself to be or not to be.
He asks to be or not to be. A rogue and peasant slave is what you see. My son who loves his mother's knee. And so he asks to be or not to be.
His plea we make of thee. And say we see a little hope for he.
To fight or flee, to fight or flee. I ask myself to be or not to be.
Colonel P.A.L. Volks, a staff officer at Camberley, has called for several hours' religious training for soldiers to give them strength for a nuclear war. Another job for the already overworked officer.
But before we discuss the actual battle, let us see how a little religious thought can help us through our daily routine. Now, I know that many of you grumble when you hear Reveille. But consider what the Lord said to Moses, and I think he was right. Yes. Numbers, chapter 10, verse 9. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy which oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarum with the trumpets. Now, see? Won't you spring a little more readily from your beds? Mm-hmm. Then route marches and square bashing may seem dreary to some of you. But here are the words of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 6. Now we command you, brethren, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. The tradition of the British Army is the finest in the world. So keep in step, men. Mm-hmm. Right. Now on to battle. The Philistines were terrified when they heard of the gods in the Israelites' camp. They cried out, Samuel 1, chapter 4, verse 8, Woe unto us! Who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? They are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plague in the wilderness. You see? And I thought of those words at the time of Suez. And if you'll kill yourself, you'll find the story of Lazarus in St. John, chapter 11. I did, yes.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Marge Champion, the American dancer and actress who at 14 was hired as a dance model for Walt Disney Studios. She was basically the person who did all the dance moves for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Later on, she performed as an actress and dancer in film musicals and in 1957 had a television show based on song and dance. She also did creative choreography and served as a dialogue movement coach for the 1978 miniseries The Awakening Land. Marge Champion just passed away at 101. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
After I have looked around the world for a mate, then perhaps I might fall back on you. When I am convinced that there is no better fate, then I might decide that you will do.
I am just an average lad, though no gift to womanhood. Some girls say I'm not so bad.
Others say you're not so good. But if you are patient, dear, and willing to wait, there's a chance I might fall back on you.
Little girl, you are safe with me. I can protect what's mine. I am a sturdy maple tree, and you're my clinging vine.
Woods are just full of maple trees, cedar and oak and pine. Let me look them over, please, and then I'll let you know if you have a show. After I have looked around the world for a mate, then perhaps I might fall back on you. When I am convinced that there is no better fate. Then I might decide that you will do.
I am just an average lad, though no gift to womanhood. Some girls say I'm not so bad.
Others say you're not so good. But if you are patient, dear, and willing to wait, there's a chance I might fall back on you.
Day we met, I said, let's go walking, it's time for talking romance. But you said, instead of walking,
let's dance.
Our wedding day nearly led to ruin. I said I'd do in a trance, but you said, strike up the organ.
Let's dance.
I'd love to laugh.
I love to dance.
I love to sing.
I love to dance.
I love to love.
I love to dance.
I'd love to dance.
I love to dance. So hold me close. Fill my life with clover and whirl me over the floor. Shall we tango?
You're the master.
Shall we rumba?
If I haster.
Shall we Charleston?
Flabbergaster. I'd love to love.
I love to dance.
I love to sing.
I love to dance.
I love to laugh.
I love to dance.
I'd love to dance.
I love to dance. So hold me close. Fill my life with clover and whirl me over the floor.
Shall we tango?
You're the master.
Shall we rumba?
If I haster.
Shall we Charleston?
Flabbergaster.
Let's dance.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Norm Crosby, the American comedian, often referred to as the master of malaprop. He was a stand-up comedian, adopting a friendly blue-collar guy-next-door persona in the 1950s. He appeared frequently on The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, and he co-starred, starting in 1968, on The Beautiful Phyllis Diller Show. It was an NBC 12-week series, if you don't recall that. From 1974 through 1984, he was on over a half dozen Dean Martin celebrity roasts, including one for George Burns and two separate roasts for Red Fox. Norm Crosby just passed away at 93. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Believe when I tell you all men need women. There is no man that ever accomplished anything noteworthy or important who did not have behind him immediately or thereabouts in a vicinity. A fundamental lady, guiding him, and pushing him, and nagging him, and whispering encouragement and tenderness when he really needed it. Things like, go ahead, stupid. Look at Alexander Graham Bell and his wife, Tinker. Look what those people did for the world. This man invented a telephone. Everybody uses a telephone. Ladies especially, if you girls are promiscuous or you solicit, you gotta have a telephone, right? And this man invented the telephone. And he sent his assistant in the other room and he said, Mr. Watson, come here, I want you. And she pulled out the plug. Because after that, he said, I've always wanted you. And he could have gotten in a lot of trouble. Who would buy stock if you knew the guy was a fruitcake, would you? Look at Napoleon, they made him a hero. He was a little nothing, this big, but a genius. Napoleon invented pastry with whipped cream in the middle, didn't he? Look at George Washington. Came home from Valley Forge many nights with red marks on his collar. And Martha would say, George, because she knew it wasn't that cold in Valley Forge. And he would say, from the cherry tree. She knew it wasn't from the cherry tree, and she never said a word. Women's intuition. And when he died, he put all the candy stores in her name. Isn't that beautiful? That's what you have affinity for. If you have apathy for people, if you care. One of our cooks just lost his third wife. The captains, the maitre d's, the fellas in the band. We care, because we're close. We have affinity. And they went back to speak to him and try to take his mind off him. And the drummer said to him, how'd you lose the first one? He said, she died from eating pods and mushrooms. He said, how about the second wife? He said, well, coincidentally, she died from pods and mushrooms. Said, what about the third one? He said, she died from a batch thin skull. He said, my God, how'd she get that? He said, she wouldn't eat the mushrooms.
The ultimate radio obituary is for Rhonda Fleming, the American film and television actress and singer who was in more than 40 films, mostly during the 40s and 50s. But she was one of the most glamorous actresses of her day, nicknamed the Queen of Technicolor, because she photographed so well in that medium. Rhonda Fleming just passed away at 97. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Once I had a man, sweet as he could be. Once I had a man, and he was oh so right for me. Kind of sandy hair, eyes so soft and blue, that you couldn't help but care. When he looked at you, he called me baby, baby, all the time. He said, baby, try to see, baby, try to understand, baby, you're for me. Honey, won't you take my hand? But I pushed him away, wouldn't let him near. I pushed him far away. Now I'm wishing I could hear him call me baby, baby, all the time. It's so lonely through the day, hours without that man I held so tight. Lord, I pray that you will listen to my plea. Keep him close to you so that he'll come back to me and call me baby. Baby, all
nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Rhonda Fleming and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on before we hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Don't forget to keep an eye out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, because tomorrow, yes, tomorrow, be ready, your titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's going to poll you. To find out which radio obituaries you'd like to hear included in the radio obituary retrospective coming up on the Saturday night following Thanksgiving, it's our annual clip show. Okay, we did a little bit of one tonight, but, you know, whatever. Cut me a little slack, will you please? Thank you. I like you too. But you'll vote in the poll. We'll take those suggestions under advisement as we determine what radio obituaries from this past radio obituary year we're going to replay during the retrospective. It's just the thing that we do. But like I said, we've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you just the way that she does. Then we're going to hang out all week long over there at the aforementioned Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, so that we can find amusement and humor together throughout the week. Then we're going to meet up right here at 11 p.m. Eastern next Saturday night with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. And it's all going to happen right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
need to mention all the things I wanna do. You wanna do them too. We both know we'd be over if they knew. Yeah, we both know we'd be over if they knew. Hush, hush, don't give it away. We'll both be better off if no one knows. Hush, hush, got nothing to say. Just keep it to yourself till we get home. Don't touch them, looking your way. If anybody asks, we left alone. Hush, hush, don't give it away. Hush, hush, don't give it away. It's 2:45 a.m. and we're finally all alone. All our friends went home. I can finally lay down and let it show. Hush, hush, don't give it away. We'll both be better off if no one knows. Hush, hush, got nothing to say. Just keep it to yourself till we get home. Don't touch them, looking your way. If anybody asks, we left alone. Hush, hush, don't give it away. Hush, hush, don't give it away. Nothing to say.
two, four.
Driving home to Rhode Island, no surprise to find home is a friend that is lying. No friend of mine. Now that I've been forsaken, no contenders to weigh in. Lonely hearts and they're breaking away. Guess we all just want someone to love, love. Maybe we all just want someone, someone to love, love. Grab your keys to the wagon, any road with no baggage. How did I get to this dead end again? Guess we all just want someone to love, love. Maybe we all just need someone, someone to love, love. Guess we all just want someone to love, love. Maybe we all just need someone, someone to love, love.
And then Chris met Jefferson, who, while shoveling snow, wrote a song for Chris about her home state of Rhode Island. And Chris began to think differently, for they were in love. And so on this day, driving into Providence, Chris sang out,
you know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
She would, she couldn't. Thank you. Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
You're the beautiful one. Oh, oh, oh. can wait for a thousand years. I'll see you again someday. Because you are the beautiful one.
You think that it's my fault if I'm feeling this hard and you try to make me feel small, but you cannot contain me. I swear I used to have faith in you, but I was too patient. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I worth? Me, cause I'm fragile, I'm crumbling. Wanna make music, y'all bump it, and you'll laugh at me, they'll laugh at me. I don't understand what it's bound to be, what it's supposed to be. I just want someone that knows. It's ridiculous.
the concern I could send you cassettes with the words. I can sense the motion. She can feel the toes. I can't keep the door shut. There's a shadow that's casting across the divide. You decide you should ask her to step out into the light. I can sense the motion. She can't feel the toes. I can't keep the door shut. Wherever she goes, soft amber glows. And she knows that she'll never relax as she wraps her electrical arms around me. And you'll see when the sea changes colors, you'll agree with me. I can't sense the motion. She can't feel her toes. Around me, soft amber glows, and she knows that she'll never collapse as she wraps her electrical arms around me. Soft amber glows, and she knows that she'll never collapse as she wraps her electrical arms around me.
This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.